Okay, the tape is rolling. So, Vinny, do I pronounce your surname Foran?
Yes.
Okay. Vinny Foran, first of all, can you tell me why you decided that you wanted to get involved in the National Time to Talk Day?
I nearly died because I didn't talk. I nearly died by suicide. And I let a lot of people down because I didn't ask for help, because my pride got in the way. And I'm disgusted I let it go so far.
What happened in your life to say that you became so low?
I had a couple of depressive episodes that I never really recovered from. And I knew what was wrong with me, yet I didn't go and ask for help. If I had a broken arm, I'd go and ask for help. I chose not to because it was because of the stigma attached to it. And I think there's people who suffer serious mental health distress are the most discriminated against in our society. But I also think we self-stigmatize and we're ashamed of it. As I say, if I had a broken leg or a broken arm, I'd go and ask for help to get it fixed. And I should have gone and asked for help.
And why did you feel you couldn't?
Male pride. I can beat this. I was in a managerial position in a very large organisation. I didn't want people knowing. I didn't want the label attached to me. Whereas, in hindsight, I should have gone and got it addressed quicker. And if I had gone and got it addressed and talked about the issues, it wouldn't have led to where I ended up.
Did it go on for long, Vinny?
About 6 years.
And then what was the turning point or what happened?
I sat down one night with a bottle of whiskey and some packets of paracetamol and I cried all night, and only I decided I chose life then. And I reckon because I have two children, I'm alive now, because that was the deciding factor for me.
Did you take the pills that night?
No, I just cried, staring at them. I never cracked a seal in the bottle. But I made a decision that night to go and seek help.
And in what way, who did you approach? Was it your GP or?
Yeah, I went straight to my GP that morning. And he fast-tracked me to see a psychiatrist, and it's been a road of recovery since then.
How did you find that? Like, a lot of people say that the thought of going to see a psychiatrist, do you find that difficult to cope with in your head, that that's where you were on the path of life?
Daunting, yes. Yeah, I didn't want to go. But I knew I had to. I was in the middle of a complete nervous breakdown, really. And when I went to him, he medicated me very heavily and I slept for about 8 or 10 months. I'm not sure whether I needed to be medicated that heavily, but anyway, I was. But it was the start of a journey, really, of discovery for me. I put my complete trust in him at the time, whereas I've learned different tools since. It's just not just about medication. We have so many choices about our well-being in our community and society. It was really only when I decided to not let the label own me, that I was going to own it, that I started my recovery properly, and that was 2 years ago.
So if there's anybody listening to you now, Vinny, and struggling with life and keeping it all in and bottling it all up, what do you say to them? What's the first step they should take?
They should go to their GP, in my opinion. If they're suffering serious mental distress, they go to their GP. if it depends on the level of the stress. I reckon if I had gone and talked to friends and family 8 or 9 years ago, I would not have ended up where I was. I bottled everything up, and in the end, the body just gave up. I was in turmoil inside, and I wasn't letting it out in any way. And I think, looking back, if I had have addressed those thoughts and gone and spoken frankly to some of my closest friends and family, I wouldn't have ended up where I did.
This campaign is obviously urging people to talk, and you've decided to share your story to try and help others and, I suppose, end the stigma around the not talking, the silence. Is it hard for you to do that?
No, it's not. It's something I firmly believe in. There is huge stigma, and it needs to be challenged. As I say, if you had a physical problem, you would go and ask for help. There is nothing wrong with going and asking for help, because if it's a mental health problem, because you only end up letting people down around you, because you're not functioning at 100%. You're hiding things from people. It's a campaign very close to my heart, because I do believe talking is the essence, and reasoning things out is the essence to our mental health, and finding people we can trust to do that is imperative. If you have a conscience and if you have feelings, the chances are you're going to suffer serious mental distress in your life, from loss, grief, love. We're all going to be faced with these things. And to talk to people and open up, freeze that brain of the clutter that we keep and store.
Vinny, I'm going to leave it there. That's...